As Christians, we are called not only to walk in the light, but be a light for others. Let's look at Psalms 119 and 105. And it reads, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." And I looked at another translation of that. And it says, "Your word is a lamp to guide me and a light for my path." As I was looking at that verse, Holy Spirit gave me this. And it's in Matthew chapter 25. Let's turn there. This is what the Holy Spirit, I was thinking to go another way. But when you know you done heard from the Holy Spirit, you be late. All right, let's start reading the verse. Let's start at 1. It said, "Then the kingdom of heaven shall be likened to 10 virgins who looked to their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom." 2. "Now 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. Those who were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels and their lamps. But while the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight, a cry was heard, 'Behold, the bridegroom is coming. Go out to meet him.' Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, 'Give us some of your oil. Our lamp are gone out.' But the wise answered, saying, 'No, lest there should be enough for us and you. But go rather to those who sell and buy for yourself.' And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. Those who were ready went in with him to the wedding, and the door was shut. After the other virgin came, also saying, 'Lord, Lord, open to us.' But he answered and said, 'Assuredly, I say to you, I do not know you. Watch, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming. To say to you again, be a light. Be a light.'" We're going to look at another scripture in 2 Corinthians 6 and 14. "Do not be unequal yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness? Darkness cannot exist in the presence of light, and sin cannot exist in the presence of God. We must put aside our sinful ways of living if we claim to walk with Jesus. But then, set our own path, we're hypocrites." Let's look at another chapter. Hebrews 12 and 1. "Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great cloud of witness, Let us lay aside every weight and sin which so easily ensnares us. And let us run with the endurance the race that is set before us. Again, I would say, be a light. Praise be, belongs to God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praises belongs to God. Be a light. Be a light. Be a light.